Hello and welcome to this episode of Football is Life.
And sometime death.
I'm Niffer.
And I'm Andy.
And we're excited because Orlando had a great weekend after the international break.
Woo! Can we have an international break every couple of weeks?
Please? No, because we played like garbage. No, because we're gonna get into it. Let's just get into it. We played Columbus Crew this weekend.
Yes.
And it's nice to come in off a win. But the first 70 minutes of that game were rough. Like a puppy. Bad. Rough.
So let's dig into this. Let's start with what we were missing. So we were missing Cartagena in the middle, which is, I think, this is one of the big pieces. The second big piece that we were missing in that game, Maguire in the front. Then you have all the people who are coming back from their international duty, like Papo Gelese, Facundo Torres, and they were in fit, but somebody like Facundo, I don't think he was fit. He apparently, after the game, they've been said that Facundo has a knock. He came with a not an injury, but just a knock out of the game for Uruguay. Even he didn't play it, but he got a little bit of it. So he and Nunez, that's a funny thing in Liverpool, but both of them came with the same thing. Anyway, so you have Facundo on the bench. You have Maguire is not playing in the front, and Cartagena in the middle is not there.
Right.
And that exposed our center back like nothing before. They were passing balls to behind our center back and our defensive line. Like, there is nobody there. The first goal, it was so bad that you see Jensen is not sure where he's standing. He's looking around like he's lost. And then you have we have a problem with Schlegel and Jensen playing together. They are not on the same page. They are not synced. And this is our Achilles heel right now, that our center backs are not on the same page. Mm-hmm. They are not on the same page.
It's very clear that they're not on the same page. We look bad. I mean, the defensive side of things did not look good. And again, we keep doing the long ball to the front. Has it ever worked? Isn't the right way for us. And it makes me crazy that I can see that from my seats.
I think it's also a symptom of not having Cartagena in the midfield, because Cartagena and Araujo in the mid, they are the stationary spot for us, that the ball comes out from Galese to our center backs, then to Araujo, the midfielder backs, midfielder defender, which is Araujo and Cartagena, and we build up like this. We are a team that built from the back to the front. But when you miss your main pieces of the centerpiece, you will hang the balls in the air because we have no connection.
Well, and that's the thing that needs to get figured out.
Yes.
Front office.
Yes. Yes. And unfortunately, I think Poppy is one of those coaches, and we're going to get to that in a second. Poppy is one of those coaches that once they have a team, they don't want to mess around with it by adding people, because if you realize in the last 2 years, we barely signed anybody in the mid-year transfer windows.
No, I understand that, but...
Which is a problem. It's not a good thing.
Because we are sending people away in the transfer window. So
yes, that's another thing.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about what happened at the end of the game, because we kind of got our life together. So,
but before the end of the game, I just want to add one more piece that I'm not saying Romero Enrique was not doing good in the game from the beginning. I think Romero Enrique is a great striker. He play inside the box well. even we use him sometimes on the wings. However, the difference between Ramiro Henrique and Maguire, who comes down. So Henrique barely comes down to the midfield to help, while Maguire, you can see him going back in the defense. And this is one of the other pieces that we miss in this game, that the other headcount that help in the defense and press and the high press. Because one of the things that we miss in that game, in the first 70 minutes, that we are not doing high press. So they had the time and the luxury to build up and figure out where the space is and send it. While when we go to 70th minute and we get Facundo Torres in, and it's my first time to see Facundo Torres actually play with Ojeda good, because that was another problem in our formation, that when we put Facundo Torres and Ojeda together, they stumble upon each other. Mm. However, keeping Ojeda, and then bringing in Facundo Torres in the 70th minute, I was shocked that he didn't bring Junior Orso, but he pulled Angulo, which is, for a second, it was a very interesting and very odd, per se.
You thought it was strange that he took Angulo off?
Yeah. Because
he was cramping up so bad.
I wasn't in the game, so I didn't see that part. It wasn't on the TV that he cramped once on the ground and he asked for help. And I thought that's probably he's trying to slow the game, because that's when we were tying. But I didn't know.
He was doing some stretches, maybe off the ball. Looked like he needed to come out. That's from me. It was so humid in the stadium.
Okay. The other thing that I liked, for one of the few times that Oscar does something that make me, I like the aggressiveness. When he pulled Paul Martins, which is playing a center back, and he puts switched him with Petrosu, which is a very right winger. So I think it's an interesting game.
Who did he take out? He didn't take out a center back.
Martins is technically a center back, not center back, midfield back.
Oh, I was like, I'm going crazy. Okay.
No.
Yeah. No. Yes. But so, he put that's when he put Torres on.
He put Torres. He put Petruso and put Jack Lynn. This three substitution. I was, wait a second. What we're doing here? Yeah. Because you have Petruso and Jacqueline, they are very, very offensive minded, and then you're playing Facundo Torres, who's one of our main offensive players. I was, wow, he's throwing everything at them. Then he puts Mikey Holiday, and I was, wait a second, since when we play like this?
Honestly, I just am always happy when Poppy decides to make a change before the 70th. It's like, okay, we're watching the same game. So that's good news for me. No, I was really happy with the substitutions. But I really think that Torres coming in, even though it wasn't an immediate impact, it started to change things.
Actually, it was immediate impact. He had an opportunity in the second touch when the ball was on his.
Yes, as a team, we didn't pull it together. It took about 10 minutes for us to get it together, 15 minutes after he came on. I turned to my friend who was with me at the game, and I turned to her in the 70th minute, and I said, if we don't score in the next 5 minutes, this game is over, because we were down 3-1. And it was starting to feel like, oh, no, they were the better team through the 70th minute, I think.
Yep.
You play 90 minutes of soccer.
Yes, 97, actually.
Well, sometimes more. Yes, that's true.
Now, the reason why I'm highlighting 97, because before the final free kick, when we scored the last goal by Henrique, the fourth goal, I turned around to Katie and I said, I have a feeling this is going to be a goal. I turned around and I told her that. I don't know. Once we scored the second goal in and the score was 3-2, I turned to Katie. I said, this game gonna change. This looks like people are, the team are very
locked in.
He locked in and had a purpose. And I was, I was very, very, very pleased by them. I'm not gonna go to the social media and how people react, but I'm gonna mention one.
What did our people favorite say? I didn't see.
Before we go to the people, I just want to mention one person. Our favorite. Yes.
What did he say? I honestly, my weekend was so busy. I like enjoyed the game and then I had to be asleep immediately because I had a show the next morning and a full day.
And you have a game. And you had the game. Another game.
I just have a lot of busy things going on in my life, Andy. So what did the people say? Tell me what Taylor said.
Taylor, I'm going to read it because it was. Please. It was chef kiss because it was okay. Since when he is talking good about us, that's the first thing. And yep, here's he said. One second, I lost it again. Yep, down 3-1 in the 73 minute. Dot dot dot. I see you, Orlando City.
Taylor, he has become a fan.
He became a fan since the Miami game. Miami game.
He won his affection.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna win it even more this weekend, but we're not there yet. Let's keep finish talking about this game. It was a great weekend.
We need the game tomorrow. After tomorrow,
on Wednesday.
We need to win. Yeah, we need to beat NYFC because.
I understand.
I'm sorry. I'm excited here.
I know. I think we will. But I think we're going to, we need the momentum going into the weekend is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's needed. Needed very, I don't know. It's, we are going through a big, big push to go to the to win this because hypothetically and mathematically you have an opportunity to get to win the shield.
Yeah,
that's how
we're only eight points back. That's insane. We've never been in this kind of position ever.
And yes, Cincinnati has couple of opportunities that could finish it and complete it, but also they have big games. They're going to play Atlanta, who beat
Miami
5-2 this week.
Miami in quotes.
Yeah, they didn't have Jordi Alba or Messi. I text Taylor and Noah and said, "Is it about time to change our turf to be
turf?" I know, I had the same thought.
Because it's apparently the only thing that makes
an advantage.
Yeah.
Well, so, here's what I wonder is, what if where the like playoffs happen, if they're on turf, will Messi not play?
That's a good point.
Whatever. But I mean, in the regular season, I could see why. Well, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because he decided not to play.
What do you mean?
Like, they need every game. So the fact that they would just leave 3 points on the table means I don't think they're trying to play to get in the playoffs.
Personally. Yeah, and they have an opportunity to win another cup by the USL Cup, the US Cup, Open Cup next week. So,
yeah,
I agree.
Because they only have 28 points, and what do they need? Like, 40 is like the sixth place team. 45.
So last time I checked, I was looking. So Miami, by the way, has two games in hand in comparison to DC, which is the bottom of the table. But win,
so it's seven. It's only 7 points to get in.
Yeah, but they have two games on hand. So if it in today and they win those two games, they still not in.
Yeah.
So
they have to win everything and hope some people lose.
Yes. Right? Yes. Oh, and they have about three games that they gonna be very hard to win. Like, I hope so. One is us. So they have us, and they have also Cincinnati. And I think Charlotte can beat them too. They can give them
okay, run. Okay, but we want Cincinnati to lose to them.
But by the time they get to Cincinnati, I want them to. So by the time they get to but Cincinnati also has also a lovely schedule. We need Cincinnati to lose 2-1 tie to get there.
If we win everything.
Yes. And honestly,
do you think we can win the next 6 games?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the fixtures.
Okay.
Okay, let's so we've got New York City, NYCFC in New York. We got that. I'm not worried about that.
New York is going down the hill, so they are
in a I'm not worried about that. They're not in a good spot. They aren't really even playing. Like, it would take a lot for them to play for the to make it into the playoffs. So I sort of feel like they're just kind of out. Okay. Inter Miami, I think we have a real shot. I really do. It will be very interesting. For that game, for me, a draw feels like
a
really good a good result. But it's at home. The sea of purple. Oh, Lord, please let it be a sea of purple and not a bunch of stupid Messi fans. Is going to be real. Like, I need that for us. Montreal, I think we got Montreal. No problem.
The only game that I will say I am worried about is the game that you are about to mention. Is Nashville.
Nashville. Because, I think Nashville, also, yeah, it's in Nashville. I also am a little concerned.
Yeah, this is the only game.
Be a tough game.
Yeah, because after that you have New England here. Uh-huh. And New England is going down very, very rapidly after all the craziness with Bruce and the arena. And
I know. I didn't even read all that stuff. You just sent me a text. I got to read it.
Yeah, that's simply, all crazy, though. Simply, there was an investigation. They thank Bruce and Arena. They put interim coach. And a week later, they removed that coach and add another coach. And now they are on the second interim. New England. Yeah,
there's something real sketch happening over there. And then the final game of the season is
Toronto
FC, who is tied for the last place in the whole league.
So that's why I'm saying we can win all the 6 games that's left.
Yeah, but I also want us to be the masters of our own fate. I want Cincinnati. Okay, so we beat Cincinnati before the international break,
mm-hmm.
and then they drew this weekend. So they're not in the best form they've been in all season. No, I think they drew.
They also drew.
They drew to Philly 2-2.
Yeah, they drew in the last minute in 83 minutes, yes.
Yeah. So they've had a, you know, they beat Atlanta, of course. Who doesn't these days? Except Miami. I love when all the teams I hate are horrible. Sorry.
That's the normal being a soccer fan.
So they've got Montreal coming up. I think they'll probably win that game.
Yeah.
And then after Montreal, they've got Charlotte.
Which is peaking.
We'll see. But then they play Toronto, who they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then they play New York Red Bulls. Do you think the Red Bulls are going to stop them?
No.
And then they've got Inter Miami. That'll be a tough game for them.
Yeah.
As long as Messi's still playing, as long as Miami is still in the playoff contention, Messi will be playing. But I think as soon as they're not in playoff contention, I bet they sit him. Don't you think?
It depends. It depends on his demeanor, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then they've got Atlanta for the final game of the season, which they're going to probably win.
So I was thinking about it from another perspective.
Okay.
Is it better for us, Cincinnati, to lose games and they lose the shield for us? We win the shield and we get Miami as the first team we play on the MLS Cup. Sorry, the MLS playoffs.
Do you think Cincinnati is tanking so they don't have to play them in the first round?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Because that's some three-dimensional chess.
Yeah, that's could happen in this world. But I'm saying, is it better for us to be second and get Cincinnati? And because Cincinnati, if they qualify, if got first and Miami is last, this side of this branch in the playoff bracket gonna be bad. Crazy. I'd rather to be on the other side and get to the semifinal of the division and play Miami home, because that's how it's gonna do. It will be us having home advantage all the way. But so that's why I'm saying, I'd rather, if you give me the two option, I would rather to take second and I have a better shot in the winning. But
I think I think it's such a big deal to win the MLS, to win the Supporter Shield. That's a big deal.
Yes, I agree.
And in every other soccer situation in the world, that means you're the winner. And the tournament is for funsies.
Exactly. And the other piece of the whole thing, I don't know if you heard, the front office and Oscar Pereira are not on contract for next year. So this is another big thing. And nobody's talking about it at all. I don't know why. So Mauricio Lutz and the other guy, I don't remember his name now, the chairman of operation, both are not on contract. And Oscar, this is the last season for him.
Contract. Yeah.
Of his contract. So I don't know.
Well, here's what I think. I think if we stay in second place or above, all those people keep their jobs.
If we lose in the
first round to anyone other than Miami.
I think this team finally got desperate. So let me talk very analytical here for, give me 2 minutes to talk analytically.
Okay, so we'll call it four.
So early April, last early this year, we have a major problem with this team. We were talking about tactics. We were talking about Oscar is about to be out. The whole team was not going. That trajectory of this team from March and April to we are now September and going to October is going up. The trajectory we usually have in Orlando City is very good in the beginning of the season, go to very dismal in the summer, and we lose left and right, and we come to October and September, we get the form, and we're trying to save our season in the last minute, and we save it, and we go to the playoff. This is the story for the last 3 years. This year, you can't see development going up. This being said, I think we should invest, no matter the result of end of this year, we should keep investing in this team. This team is literally two players away from being a legacy, being something like LA Galaxy or Sounders or Portland. We are in this track. We are getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, if we kept Facundo Torres, but that's another big
That's
one.
A whole other thing.
So that's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, that we need to invest, not saying, oh, we lost and we didn't get anything this year, we're going away. No, we need to think a little bit further, because the great thing about our team, they are all young. The oldest one in this team is Mauricio Pereira. And Junior Orso. Antonio Carlos is 29.
Well, Jensen, but the man is always injured.
Yeah, your whole center back need to be benched and figure.
But we need someone who can play there. We don't have anyone to play in their spots. That's why we can't bench him.
Like Thomas, Michael Thomas.
That's only one.
And Jensen, hopefully. Anyway, so that's my point. That's what I think we should think about.
Okay. I'm for that. Listen, I'm for that. I don't want Poppy to get fired. I feel like we're finally in a good place with him.
Yes.
So I hope he gets to stay. But, you know, honestly, I don't know. The whole situation is pretty wild out here in Orlando. We need to get some DPs who can carry their weight. We need a center back. We need some more help at midfield. We need a true striker. You know, I would say considering we don't have all the pieces that most people would say you need, the fact that we are playing so well is a huge, huge thing. And I haven't seen Junior Urso play yet because I like not live. And I can't wait to see him play. I think it's going to be so good. So we've got New York FC. We're recording this on Monday. We've got them on Wednesday. Hopefully this will be in your ears before they play. Hopefully that's an easy dub, but I don't know because we don't really do that very well. Makes me nervous. I'm just nervous all the time as a person. And then on Sunday, we're taking on Inter Miami FC, who is already our rival. Then you add on top of it all the other hype, hoopla, nonsense. And the last time we saw them, people have some pretty big chips on their shoulder about the way that that game was officiated, because it's not just Orlando fans that were saying that that was some pretty poor calls.
Atlanta fans were in our side.
Atlanta fans who would never were saying stuff. And my problem is, like, whatever. If you want to, like, say there's, like, a bigger, you know, like, Messi gets a force field and nobody can touch him, whatever. Okay, whatever. But he can't foul our players without any consequences. That is a bridge too far for this person, for this niffer. I don't like it. So,
anybody watch soccer will have the same attitude. If you're fair, it doesn't matter. And when everybody watch the game say, and I'm talking about people who are very neutral, comes out and say, they win the game scandalous. This is the key. I have my friend that I've been talking about for a while, who work in media, and he messaged me the day after the game. They won it in a very scandal way, and I said, yeah. There is a lot of questionable calls in that game.
Yeah. I just don't want to play 14-11, you know?
Yeah.
It's not my dream.
Because we already have the official anyway. I'm not going to go there.
So it's fine. It'll be what it will be, and I think it's going to be great. I'm really excited about the whole thing. I think it'll be great to have the stadium. When we scored that, when we went 3-3, the stadium was the best atmosphere I have ever, not ever, but in a long time I've had at Exploria. It was very cool. It felt really, really special. So I'm hoping that we can bring that magic back on Sunday, show Messi what real soccer in America looks like. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because they haven't played us here. They haven't been to our house.
Yeah, come to Papa.
Come to Papa. Welcome to the Lions Den. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week to let you know how things went with Miami and New York. So until next time, go City.